waiting for the snowflake. Find you again, maybe I won't. I think for now that is best if we let it go. I hope you get all you want out of this life, even if it's not with me by your side. So I've been waiting for hey. So
are you sleepless too? Wide awake and the sun is blue. Staring up at the ceiling. Do you feel what I'm feeling? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? Welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM, where we're going to do Elizabeth World kind of things. So first of all, we start our first 1 hour of jamming. So we just jam and we 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 do the most. But we are also concluding with our conversation around the narrative of lowering our expectations. We are diving into that one. We are finishing that one off. I strongly believe, right, if we had lower expectations towards other people, right, we would be less sad, we would be less depressed, we would be less anything. We can't control other people, but we can control ourselves. That is the only form of control that we have. We can't control our children, we can't control our peers, we can't control our employers, our employees. We can't control anybody, okay? But if we are working towards lowering our expectations and then just finding balance within ourselves, I think that we're going to be okay, you know? I think that, like, I really do believe that we're going to be okay. Just picture this. Picture if you don't expect anybody to do anything for you. Is that not a motivation for you to get off your bum and just do your things yourself? Right? They say that it is important for us to ask for help, but let us not expect the people to want to jump and help us. Let us not expect anything from them, so that when they turn around and they do something for us, we meet it with an absolute amazement and an absolute full heart with gratitude. And we approach everything with gratitude because we know that nobody has to do anything for us. They do something because they want to, because they like us, and it is what it is. Now, some of us look at other people and then we think, yeah, but you are my spouse. You are supposed to do this. And you are this. You are supposed to do this. Nobody is actually supposed to do anything. Nobody owes you respect. Nobody owes you love. Nobody owes you loyalty. Nobody owes you anything. Really, to be honest now. Some of the other things are, you know, courtesy of the relationship. I assumed that you should be, you know, monogamous. But it's not written in stone. And we can't control nobody. Imagine if these gentlemen that kill their spouses for whatever reasons, or that kill their spouses because their spouses no longer want to be in relationships with them, or their spouses are practicing infidelity, or their spouses are doing things that they're not supposed to be doing, and they now feel the urge to unalive them. Imagine if those guys, right, could lower their expectations. Do you think that it's still going to be a fight? Do you think that it's still going to be a tug of wars? Do you think that it's still going to be one of those situations where we are arguing about it and we are fighting about it? I believe that most of our arguments come from expectations, because you are fighting with somebody because they are not living up to your expectations, right? Because I said, Margaret, you are supposed to be faithful. Who said so? Margaret, you're not supposed to be bringing men into my marital home. Ooh, who says so? Hey, but I'm doing it. So if you lower your expectations, you can find Margaret doing whatever she does. And it can be a shocker, but you can also walk away from it because you can literally just choose. You know what? She did this. It was free will. It was her right to do it. She wants to do it. It is okay. I'm not going to bicker about it. I'm not going to go on about it. It's all good. Thank you so much, Margaret, for displaying this kind of attitude and all right. Bye. Then you walk away because, clearly she doesn't want to live up to your standards, right? And if your expectations are there and she's not meeting your expectations, you can easily walk away. But many of us don't want to walk away. We don't want to walk away from people. We don't want to walk away from things. Some of us talk about longevity, you know, the length of the relationship. 10 years. And some of us talk about everything I've done for you. And some of us talk about I've been there for you. And we talk about all these things because we expect for people to treat us in a particular way because of who we are to them. But do we notice who they are to us? Do we notice who they are in general? If we lower our expectations, and this is something that I've been working on it for the past month, lowering my expectations, and I've managed it in some areas, and in other areas I'm in limbo. I'm like, I don't know, and I've also noticed that my stress levels to some degree, they were skyrocketing in the beginning, but my stress levels to some degree, right, have declined drastically because my heart is more at ease. I used to get upset when you don't meet my expectations. I used to get upset when you are supposed to do something and then you don't do it, or you're supposed to be a certain way and you don't do it. I used to get upset about it, and now I'm just out here thinking, you know, like, karamwenyo, better or what? Because how? I want the end to be easier than the start. You were hopeful, I did shattered apart. I wanna say goodbye and disappear. Don't wanna watch you feel break down into tears. Don't try to make me stay, cause I ain't gonna change my mind.
Take a good look at the pain in my face before you walk away. Memorize all the hurt in my eyes, not what I say. I'm gonna give you what you want, but though my heart will never stop. Tell you that I'm fine, even though I'm not. You're gonna know for the rest of your life, this is true. I'm never getting over you. Getting over you. and you can't stop me from loving you. So take a good look at the pain before you walk away. Memorize all this hurt, not what I say.
It's just like a song when we react.
Let me photograph you in this light in case this is the last time that we might. Osho Adela go konkunda gwetosho. Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about lowering our expectations, right? What is it? Lowering our expectations is focusing on realistic goals, cultivating self-compassion. Self-compassion is very important. Guys, I don't know about you guys, but I know for a fact that I was not taught self-compassion. I was not taught self-kindness. I was not taught self-love. It was assumed that we must just know that we must love ourselves. We must just know that we must be kind to ourselves. We must just know because, I mean, we are most just individuals and we must know. You must know. See me. And I feel like we were kind of thrown into the deep end of things. And in this deep end, we are just supposed to be like, oh, okay, cool. So we're here. All right. Okay, cool. We are here. And this self-compassion that we are supposed to practice and we are supposed to cultivate this culture, right, is something that we first of all have to unlearn self-hate. We have to unlearn self-sabotage. We have to unlearn all the bad traits that we have learned along the way, negative self-talk. And when we unlearn this, then we have to start from grassroots, like little babies, you know, kucha. Okay. So this is how you kama kasta, you know, look after yourself. This is kama how you are supposed to be. This is exactly how we are supposed to be moving. And this is how we are supposed to be kind to ourselves. Now, I don't know how we are going to do it, but at least we know that we need to do it, right? You can't fight something that you don't know. So at least we know that we need to learn how to be self-compassionate. We need to learn how to be self-kind, like kind to ourselves. We need to learn how to soothe ourselves also, but not soothe ourselves with narcotics and alcohol and gambling and women and all the things that brew addiction later. But I would like to believe that we have the capabilities of doing it. I would like to believe that, somewhere, somehow we can start softly. We can start softly, start gently, and then we take it from there. So, what is self-kindness? It is the same courtesy you afford others or award others is the same courtesy you award yourself. It's very difficult for you to pep talk yourself, you know? To tell yourself that, okay, that was a mistake that you did. And, it's okay that you did that mistake because then there are also lessons that you've learned. And don't be so hard on yourself for beating up, for making a mistake like that. Don't beat yourself up for making a mistake. And it's okay. We're going to get them next time, slugger. Yeah. That's how you do it. Okay. That's how you have a little bit of compassion for yourself. That's how you somehow, you know, be the baddest in the room or whatever.
The baddest in the room. The way that you move.
I'm too shotty. What am I supposed to do? When your body's calling, loving that type of you. And I tried to play with something so special, know that I'll be a fool. It's too fat, know just what to do with it. Control it. I'm in the middle of the party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shotties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they could wake up right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer. I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room. The baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Oh, the baddest in the room. I'm 5 shots in right now, and all I see is you. Work it, work it, work it, work it, baby. I know it's been a while for you, baby. No, you won't give it up if it ain't me, if it ain't me. You know that we locked in. And your body is my girl forever. Don't take it from me, you know better. Won't come better to you, girl, I'll never. I'm in the middle of the party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shawties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they could wake up right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer, I know just what to do. You're the best in the room, the baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Oh, the baddest in the room. I'm 5 shots in right now, and all I see is you.
The baddest in the room,
the baddest in the room.
The way that you move,
I'm focused on you.
The baddest in the room.
We are friends, oh, 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 we are took you for granted and thought that you would understand it. But through it all, we managed to make it through tough times.
No, no, I can't imagine not having you by my side. Everything you are and all you do, I'm still in love with you
more than you ever know. Just like the stars in a thousand skies,
more than you ever know.
Deeper than a place where the ocean floor lies. That I love you more than you will ever know.
Sometimes I watch you sleeping, kiss you and fall in love all over again. In the morning when you need it, I start to miss my best friend. You're my better half like a twin. You complete my words when I begin. We don't have to be validated, but love will always make it. No, I can't imagine not having you by my side. Everything you are and all you do, I'm still in love with you more than you ever know. Just like the stars in a thousand skies, more than you. That I love you more than you will ever know.
See, I don't ever wanna be without you. For me, you're one of a kind.
Oh, you're my everything.
Girl, you're my moon and my sunshine. Oh, no, you're stuck with me. I love you more than you'll ever know. That was Charlie Wilson with the likes of Boys to Men. And it's a very old bora, that one. Mara, it is a spectacular bora because it also just ruffles up the inside and it makes the heart feel nice. Whether you are in love or you are not in love, we are within. And we are talking about self-compassion. We're talking about lowering our expectations, please. All right. So, we also need to refrain from disappointments as learning opportunities. We need to look at disappointments as learning opportunities instead of something that is dreadful, something that is going to kill us, something that is going to deshuffle, derail us, something that is going to be so bad and so major and so catastrophic, right? We have to start looking at disappointment like, okay, so I'm disappointed here, but what should I learn? For example, one thing that we can learn from the expectations that we have of, for example, let's look at our friendships, right? We have these expectations for of our friends. We expect things from our friends. We expect our friends to treat us the way we treat them. We expect our friends to be kind to us. We expect our friends to come through for us. We expect our friends to be part and parcel of our lives. So what happens now when you have this friend that you adore, but the friend doesn't come through for you in anything? Doesn't come through for you to console you, doesn't come through for your joys, right? Like, they are happy for you, but they don't come through for you in the way that you want. So maybe you are celebrating a milestone and you decide to have a party and all of that. And your friend is like, oh, I'm not coming. And you're like, but why? Why aren't you coming? No, I'm just preoccupied with other stuff that day, so I'm not coming. And you feel now disappointed, which are like, yeah, but this is a milestone for me. And why are you not there to celebrate it? Is it really that your friend didn't celebrate it? Or is it because she just didn't come to the celebration that you made, that you arranged? Because if your friend is on the phone with you and she's screaming at the top of her lungs, oh my goodness, Chomi, I'm so proud of you. And, right? And you turn around and say that, yeah, she's not supportive. Is it that she's really not supportive, or she just didn't come to the celebration? Because we have a tendency of mixing things so much so that the line between everything gets distorted, and we mash things together. And many a times we don't even ask people why. We don't even ask people how they feel about certain things. So say now your Chomi, ne? Your Chomi is a socially awkward person. You've never seen her chill with a crowd of more than two other people. And now you are arranging a party where you are inviting like 50 people. Does it dawn on you that maybe your friend is having social anxiety, and it's not that she doesn't want to be there for you, she just can't deal with crowds? We have a tendency of being selfish and self-centered when it comes to the things that we want, and we don't really look at other people. So let's strategize on how to lower our expectations. One, we have to set realistic goals. Break down large goals into smaller achievable steps. So what is a big goal that you would like to work on, for example, right? For lowering your expectations. So say now, part of your expectations of yourself, right, is that, you must be married by 25. Like you can control other people. All right. So you set this goal for yourself that you must be married at 25. Is that a realistic goal, or is that an unrealistic goal? I believe that putting a time frame on marriage, right, is an unrealistic goal, because you can't control the other person. You can't control anybody. You can't control the other person at all. And if they don't want to marry you now, and they would rather marry you later, or they would rather marry you now and divorce you later, you can't change that. So is it a realistic goal or not? That is a question for you. 083-288-401. Is it a realistic goal is it a realistic expectation to put up a goal that you want to be married by the age of 25? Because many of us do that. And many of us do this when we are not even in stable relationships yet. We draw this in our plaque books when we are teenagers, and we just run with it for such a long time that we can't unlearn something like that, because it's such a big thing. It has been the focus point of all our entire lives. So now you are single all the way until 24, and now you just jump into any relationship with anybody because you have this thing of you need to be married by 25. And then you pressurize this poor tate into marrying you. And then he goes and beats you every day there. Because he didn't want to be a married man, and then you are pressurizing to the extent where you even pay for your own entire wedding, ne? You pay for everything. Because this man is telling you, I'm not ready right now, pay. Yeah? I'm not ready right now, I'll buy everything. Yeah? You buy your own cow. Yahoo! You buy your own wedding dress. You buy the old rings. You are paying for the tent there, their house, and yet all he has to do is come. And it's because you put this
this goal inside your head that by 25 you should be married. And I think that that one is unrealistic. But let's see. Another realist, because I feel like all the goals that we set, ne, as human beings, they are very unrealistic, especially where we are. Ow, they are very unrealistic. There is a difference between, setting goals and the expectations and dreaming. You understand? At the beginning of the year, at the beginning of every year here on Pulling Heartstrings and Elizabeth's World, right? We start our year by, with dreams. We start with dreams and putting the dreams, no matter how big, no matter how small, onto our vision boards. And when we put our dreams there, we trickle down to realistic goals. To achieve these dreams, you understand? Even if it's something that we are going to achieve in the next 10 years, even if we're going to achieve it in 5 or 2 or 3 or 6 months, right? We dream big and we plan in steps. So a realistic goal would be something that is within your reach. So you finish your high school. And you are going to varsity. So a realistic goal would be that come hell or high waters, right? Come hell or high waters, I must graduate within the 4 years that I'm given. Now that one is a realistic goal. It's a realistic goal because it is achievable. It is achievable and we have seen it being achieved by other people. And also your destiny is not in anybody's control. It's not in anybody's hands. So it is all really up to you and the efforts and work that you put in into the whole entire time. So what happens is that, okay, so you're going to break down this large goal, which is now the degree, right, into smaller portions. How are you going to break it down? Achievable steps, right? One, you're going to be focused and serious from the beginning. That is one of the steps, right? Then you set up these little goals that are, or little steps to get to the big goal that can push you push you into the correct direction. So what you're going to do is, all right, be focused on everything. So you get there and you make sure that your timetable is set. You make sure that you have aligned your time properly. You make sure that you are studying already from the beginning of the year and you are not falling out. And then this approach makes progress more tangible and reduces the pressure of potential unattainable outcomes. So if you are constantly studying, if you are constantly revising, if you're summarizing, right, when the test actually comes, you would be more prepared. So if you start from the beginning of the year and you already start studying, right, by the time that it is time for exams or time for tests, right? You are already a step ahead. And also, this is also the part where if you study, especially things that you don't know yet and you read through them, the chances of getting it explained better one-on-one by the lecturer is much better than you guys doing it right now and you going to the lecturer to go and repeat it for you. So if you read 20 pages ahead, you can also see the parts that you understand, the parts that you don't understand. And then you can go to your lecturer and say that, okay, I don't understand this one. I read everything else and I think I have a fair understanding of everything else. But this one, I'm completely blank. What is it? Your lecturer can now explain it to you one-on-one, quickly, chop, in a summary way that you just instantly get it. And this is something that's also going to push you far in terms of your CA and your exam mark. So what you're working on when you're in varsity, ladies and gentlemen, what you're working on is your CA. If your CA is skyrocketing and your CA is very, very good, right? No matter how you do in your exams, you will not fail. And that's what we don't get. Most of us, we don't get it. We have such bad CAs that we have to work so hard during exams, right? That is when our hair starts falling out and our hair goes gray and the stress levels are so high. We are twitching and, we are stomp. So cutting off smaller portions from your big portion is the first step. So at the end of the day, you are lowering your expectations in a sense of, you are not just, you are not just going there, oh yeah, I am going to pass, I'm going to pass. You are going there with, I'm going to write what I know. I'm going to write what I know. I've put in work in what I know. And if what I know is there, then I am going to write it and I am going to make it. And unrealistic expectations, right, is you overshooting your shot. You going very, very far, which I know, I just have to make it. If you have to make it, then you must put in the work. If you put in the work, then it's not an unrealistic expectation. If you put in the work and the effort into attaining this expectation that you have of yourself, then it's not an unrealistic expectation because you actually worked for this thing that you are expecting. And yes, there are hiccups along the way where you could have not been feeling well the day that you went to write an exam and then you did poorly. You understand? Or you could have been bumped and then you missed your exam. And those are things that are beyond your control, right? But as long as you are still on track with the goals that you have set towards achieving this thing that you had put in front of you, right? Then it is still within your, it's still within your line. And things that are out of your control are just out of your control. But there are things that are in control that you are in control of, and that is you. You can control you. You can't control what happens to you. You can't control being bumped by a bus. You can't control getting sick. You can't control these other things, these natural things, right? But you can control your attitude, and you can control your discipline, and you can control how you navigate through difficult situations. So that is why we say set realistic goals. A realistic goal is I am going to attain my degree in 4 years. Now, how I do it, right? And how I'm going to maneuver through it is still unraveling, but I am going to achieve it. So say now you started with this one, then a hiccup comes through and then you fail a module, or you fail 2 modules, right? Out of 9 modules, you fail 2 modules. So that means you're still going over to the second year, but you have to repeat these two modules, right? So what happens is, you need to know your system. You need to know the system in which you are in order for you to know, in order for you to keep yourself on track. Because there are some modules that are prerequisites and some are not prerequisites, right? And some modules are being done by other people in the same faculty in the second semester, for example. So you fail 2 modules in the first semester. And you are thinking that, no, it has to be modules that I have to repeat next year in my second year. Well, actually, you can just put on an extra heavy load and then you take these 2 modules up and still attend their classes and then still write. And then you still don't fail anything in your first year. Or even if you are now going to be in your 4th year and then you have like 2 modules that are behind, right? Those 2 modules are things that you can also do on distance, but you need to do them. You don't wait until your final year to finish off that other module that you failed that other time. Just because you passed, you think you are like, it's fine, we're going through. No, you don't take it from that perspective. You take it from a different angle. All right. So take it from there. And when you take it from there, I think that by the end of your 4 years, even anything that was left behind and anything that was not okay, and then anything that could have hindered you on your path to success, should be curved out of the line, out of the way. And sometimes the obstacle in your way could be finances. If you have set the goal of you must obtain your degree, right, and you run into financial difficulties, right, then this is most now part of the plan is that I need the only plan there is that I need to finish on time. I need to get this thing on time. I must get this thing on time. So then that's the part where you look for a job quickly. It could be packing plastics, friend. It could be waiting on tables. It could be anything to me, eh? As long as you are pushing for the ultimate goal. And the ultimate goal is, right, to obtain the degree on time, to obtain the degree. So set realistic goals for yourself. And we are moving on to number two, self-compassion. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes and experiences setbacks. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. We are so hard on ourselves. We keep giving this shoulder to cry on and love to other people, but it is very difficult for us to display this with ourselves. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, picking papers and plastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I never want to go here.
Oh, that's buena. Me, that was my first job.
Yes.
That's where I learned how to save money, me.
Ha! Yeah. Now, this is what I'm doing now. You are talking about it. Everything you are talking about is about me.
My dear, you are my example for today.
I got a tangas. Oh, I'm going to go.
That
spirit of discernment.
That's a B.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, were you taught how to be kind to yourself? Did anybody ever tell you, Kucha, oh, Buana, you must be kind to yourself?
Must be kind to yourself, ne?
Eh, have you ever been told like that?
You must be kind to others.
Exactly.
You must be kind to others, and then you are neglecting yourself.
My dear. My dear.
I don't think people... you know, some of those concepts, I only came to hear them from you people. So take care of yourself.
Yeah,
don't neglect yourself.
Yeah.
And things like that and things like that. So the rest of the issue we have been hearing is just be careful for others.
Yeah.
You know, put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah. Do to others what you want to be done unto you.
Imagine those things like that.
Mm.
And then you are the one who should do the things. See, you are neglecting yourself. The people don't even say, okay, please, since you are the one helping the people there, you are the one caring for the people. Oh, let me also take care of your condition. The situation and things like that.
Yeah.
Or just to give you some courage, some kind of, motivation and praising, this kind of thing. So, those are sometimes your expectations.
Yeah.
It's true, and we set some unrealistic goals. With the expectation that at least this one's going to come in my way. I don't know about me, when I'm looking at, I'm hearing you, I'm listening, I'm so now confused. I say, these things that we are setting for ourselves now. I want to get a degree. Maybe that one is fine. So these are the ones that the expectation that we do, and sometimes we expect these things to be done from other people, and things like that. Then I get confused. Maybe this one is something else. So now, yes, we do have those kind of expectations. We set up goals, even though they are not realistic. They are not smart enough. And at the end of the day, we get disappointed and we say, because of, we blame this other one, we blame this other one. But sometimes just because we do not take care of ourselves, we are not so kind to ourselves. Then we harm ourselves in the process because we expect others to praise us and do all these things. Some of them are, are somehow impossible. So things like, I was wondering, I said, now when I'm now with my wife now, and maybe we're expecting to be rich. You know what type of rich? Then we want to have so much money. I'm always thinking, maybe I have a very wrong understanding or perception. But I just think that for somebody to still in that level, and he has got a wife, or even a girlfriend, a partner, and maybe, unless if they don't talk about some of these issues. Then they talk about, I need a car, and this car is going to be written like this. And this car now, how are we going to get it? Because these are some of the questions that you used to get, especially the time when you were in a very union and a relationship. Then we say, okay, now we need the fridge. Oh, we need the fridge. And what? And then I say, how do we get it now? How do we get it? Do we have money?
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the money together, chaka, 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 chaka.
Mm-hmm.
So is it the cash or is it what?
Yeah.
You know, this thing.
Yeah.
Now, this one, that one, the baby, they don't, do they discuss that you are going to get this money in the appropriate way?
Mm-hmm. I think many people are in relationships with the idea of what a relationship should be and what love should look like. And that is the same thing that is causing all these men to go and be stealing money.
Yes, I read that thing.
Because if you look at all these people that are stealing money, they are all just men. You don't really find women in corruption cases. Not unless you find them at what ministry was that one that is selling houses for peanuts, no? Yeah, it was that one. Only them that we see that there are women involved there. But women sell things, but men are stealing. And at the end of the day, I would also like to wonder, Kucha, I know when your husband is bringing back all this money home or buying you a new car, do you guys discuss finances with this person? Or is it that you are so bad with finances, you guys have decided that, you know what, you don't ask anything about finances and me, I just handle our finances. Because there are people that are uncomfortable with financial conversations, and they get nervous about money things, and you somehow delegate that task of handling money and funds to the partner that is better with money.
It happens.
Because if you are very nervous with money, right? If you are very nervous with money, it's not because you are using the money or whatever, but you are just nervous about money conversations, right? Then you can give it to the person that can just be doing everything that needs to be done with the money and you continue with your life. That's why you can find Onsane Okabobo Kwekaponkurukavi, but he doesn't feel bad because the lady is better with the finances, you know. When the money comes in, she bought the electricity already, she bought the food, and she paid the school, and she bought what, and then she bought what, and then she also leaves him an allowance, you understand? And that situation works better for them because every time he had the card, he was not doing anything. He was not even buying clothes for himself, you know?
Why can't you then extend the same kindness, the same kind of, to him and say, fine. Because I just feel that those who are stealing me, because the wife, the moment the wife or the partner, if they are really in good communication, and you can discuss issues like that, even if they are not married, they still have to do things in partnership.
And that's why by law you are not obligated to testify against your spouse.
Yeah.
So even if your spouse has done it and he told you, even if you are an accomplice, whatever, you don't have to testify against your spouse.
If you are an accomplice, even if you do not testify, you have actually, in principle, approved those action. Yes, don't testify against yourself to implicate yourself or whatever. But if you are an accomplice or whatever that you are talking about, that means you are in agreement with those kind of action, though lawful. So, fine, whether you testify or not, you have actually agreed. So you have agreed to be part and parcel.
To be a criminal, I've agreed to be a criminal, please.
Yes, you have, because your question has already.
It's our money. It's our money.
So, but women are very strong, but they can just always tell you that, don't do that.
Yeah, women are very strong, but then also I've also realized that Tate Buena, there are many women of your generation that are married to very useless men.
It's true.
Yes. Might be. When
you talk now, you bring up this matriarchal power.
Especially in this country. Do you know how many women, or how many children of your generation, are under the impression that their fathers used to pay for things.
Their father?
Used to pay for things. Ototu kwa nana kumemewe, nde memewe, tati nana ya, otandi ziko yuna mapife, o afutiro yuna makuko. Mara tate wene, he didn't pay for anything, guys.
Otejo mege ta ningo.
Ta kwa terepo, ombiri, yuno nanahe.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
It's true, ne? But now in this case,
many women are in relationships where they have accepted, ne, and they don't expect anything from these men anymore. First, you used to expect. That's why you used to get angry. That's why you found that there are many senior women that are sitting there with their husbands and they are complaining. Unsanitada na mashina. You understand? Ite tasha, but. Omaharane kucha o addiction and zono za hura ne onsani adana o mashina. Nengo morashi kita ya eko counseling. Itaya eko counseling because women have lowered their expectations. They don't expect these men to do anything anymore. Oya festa na kucha. Onsani nguno kena ehe, kena esiku. Yes, kena esiku waka ningire shuno na wanjo shijai. Kenare siku akarande mwiku jame mbomu. Kenare siku akakwaserenje mbomu.
After you have, sometimes, repentance.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about really repentance, not the repentance when you are sober.
Mm.
So the repentance that comes, and then the person really, yes, true, you'll be surprised. Oh, I couldn't expect him to do that.
Yeah.
You know, at one point, you know?
But at the Bwana, that comes, ne? When we lower our expectations. When you come to a point where you are looking, when you are looking at your partner, or you are looking at your boss, you are looking at anybody, and then you come to that realization, kucha, I'm looking for too much in this person. I'm expecting too much from this person. I'm expecting things from the wrong person. Let me stop expecting anything and let me move on with my life. It doesn't mean that you are leaving them. It doesn't mean that you are getting a divorce. It doesn't mean that you are quitting. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that mentally you shift your brain to a better space. So now, even when your boss comes in shouting, ne? It doesn't bother you anymore. Shashi no, Monty Mawe, you have understood kuchangono shwedi. Oshweri, ngae nandi ningiro ngayanje.
And I think that is the level where we all need to be.
Yes, we need to be.
Come to that consciousness.
Yes.
And then so that you don't expect, and you know, you have also the motivation to do something and fill that gap that is that you're expecting somebody to do. To
exactly.
That is the message, mommy. I love it.
Yes. And that is why I'm saying that, Tate Bwana, most of these gentlemen are killing their wives, right? They're killed, or not even wives, because wives don't really get killed. Wives get beaten. They don't get killed. Girlfriends are the ones that get killed. It's true. Like wives don't get killed, but wives are being beaten. Yes. Oh, the girlfriends are the ones that are being killed. So let me tell you what happens now. Tate Bwana, as a man, right? You have expectations from a woman. When she does not meet these expectations, it becomes frustrating and it becomes angering.
Marane, it was going to be an easy way of escaping that, avoiding those killing, because one... So
if we lower our expectations, let me just give you quickly the scenario, ne? Okay, so in this country, we are having an issue of boyfriend and girlfriend killings. It's not husband and wives, it's boyfriend and girlfriend killings, right? And the killings are being done by the boyfriends, right? If men learned how to lower their expectations towards the women that they are in relationships with, then it would also decrease our passion crimes. It will decrease, the murders that we are having from these men towards these girlfriends, because they would not expect somebody to be a certain way. Men are not accepting of the fact that people can wake up and not want to be with you anymore. They are not accepting of the fact that people can change their mind. They are not accepting of the fact that people can also do bad things, just like they can do bad things. They are not accepting of the fact that people can cheat. Women cheat also. Yes. They are not accepting of this. Why? Because their expectations of what a woman should be or what their woman should be is high. Now you find me, ne? Uchanga, you start dating me when I'm already in another relationship with someone else. Yeah. Ne? You find me and I tell you, kucha, me, I'm in a relationship with best friend. And then you tell me, you tatebwana, you tell me you guys can be two. Eh? That is the type of woman that you are taking into your life, you. A woman that can accommodate two men at the same time. Okay, then later on you pressurize me, kucha. Ah, hey, Elizabeth, you must choose now. Is it me or best friend? Then me, I choose you. I leave best friend. But the type of person that I am, you will never be capable of filling that void. I will have to get you a substitute.
Imagine.
I will have to get you somebody else, because we have our own traumas. We have our own, bad deeds that we have. Now, if I am a woman that can accommodate two men at the same time, and then I leave one man for you, in which universe do you think, ne, that I cannot do what I did to that guy to you?
You see, that's the
You thing. Are expecting me to be Mother Teresa, but you found me a whole demon. So now you are catching feelings. Before you vite na indi shikuja, onga ito cheatinga. Ngayo wadha nje narandi cheatinga kana kameme. Na shiwa ya mungayo wadha nje na mkweni.
Itedhurule ni mbapo ni.
Okuitedhurura ne. Iya kuziku ngwe kume. Oha kuziku ngaye mwene. Dengere ngaye mwene kandi wete kuja. Onda pumbwa kuitedhurura. There's nothing you can do. No. There's nothing you can do, Tatebwana, to make me want to change myself. There's nothing. You can roll over, you can beat 10 times, you can jump up and down. My dear, you otobruku yarera koshigakano, and I can pretend like I'm remorseful. But the truth is, I can change when I want to change. You don't have the power to change me. You can support me, you can encourage, but you cannot change me. Because this is not your body, this is not your mind, this is not your life and human experience. So now, this guy gets mad when his woman cheats on him. And then he kills her. But the problem here is the expectations that he had. He expected her to be faithful. He expected her to be respectful. He expected her to not find another person again. And if you lower those expectations, if you don't expect anything from this person except to just be loving you and for you guys to be in peace, right? Whenever, if somebody does that to you, you can look at them and say, kucha, oh, okay, you did this. Okay, no problem. But me personally, I cannot stay with a woman that does this. I'm sorry. Ewa, bye. But now, because of our expectations, right, of how people should behave and how people should be towards us, right, that is what makes us angry. And the worst part is that the person is not even showing remorse. Mara, you caught her in your marital, not even marital, ne? In your home that you guys are sharing, in your bed that you bought, in your things. And she's sleeping with somebody else there. And she's not even sleeping with that person with a condom. And she doesn't feel anything. Yes, and she doesn't feel anything. But if you just didn't have expectations of this person becoming faithful, right? Or being faithful. Then when something like this happens, otochara woo zimo mehumbo janje please nandi haru inai zimo mehumbo janje then to tie full stop. Hen de tokusa ko marapi de toka ko shopu.
Yeah. At least you can able to handle that.
But also, it is not your shame to carry.
True.
It's not your shame to carry. You are not responsible for other people's behavior. People that have been abused, in one way or traumatized in one way or another, they have shame and they have guilt, towards things that have happened to them. And this is a culture that we must unlearn. It is not your fault. Yes. It's not your fault that someone raped you. You didn't rape yourself. It's not you that did something wrong. It's them. And it's not your fault that somebody cheated on you. Because they don't have the right to do that. Yes, Tate
Buana. Let me just say something, Mommy, for my appreciation, gratitude.
Mm.
Because that kind of explanation in the way, you have been talking about these things for almost 2 days now.
Yes, I have.
Even yesterday, you were busy talking about divorce and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
You were even bringing up a very good point that, yes, many of us, because you are no longer in a relationship, you don't go to court and divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And hence, the those estates and things like that sometimes become complicated and it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the impact of the consequences of those things are really
good. Are lifelong for the children that you leave behind. Tate Buana, Titusa. Yeah? Tata Unshimos. Titusa Mbaeva. Yeah? Titusa Mbaevane. Tate Wajengo no. Ne? He left us in a mess.
You see, no?
Yes. He left us in a mess, and he was a lawyer.
He was a legal-minded person.
But for the past 7 years, keri nonkuru kaviwe, kairi mewiri mwe, wekina divorce.
Yes. Especially this time, the divorce is not so complicated.
It's not complicated. They pay for turimo betela for 4 years.
So, mommy, honestly speaking, there are many people who are in this battle.
It is your people. I think that, you know how we have been complaining about the divorce rate in Namibia?
Yes.
The divorce rate in Namibia is only high because people are doing what is correct. Ngeroshimi tashirongwe tashirongwe brur.
Exactly.
In your time, the divorce rates were very low, but the separation rates were very, very high.
We know what,
My cousin is sitting with us. My cousin is sitting with us.
Yeah.
That child is sitting with us. Ne?
Yeah.
While her stepmother is owning the house and the inheritance to everything. It's because her father didn't get a divorce and he has been separated from that woman for 20 years. 20! Peter, now she's coming to own everything because they are legally married until today.
Oh, but I think the law in that area, even if that is the case,
Nobody has the energy to go and dispute people's things. Because she can also say,
the interest of the society.
My dear, she can go there and say, Kucha, me and my husband, we used to see each other once a month. Oto wana pompono.
Oh, ay, olone ye pobakwe.
Oshoneta niti kucha. What you guys must do is just do things correctly. Is it any of your business? I'm going to go and visit my ex-wife. It's none of you people's business.
I
figure a whole 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom house. Of a man that she was married to 20 years ago. Because he didn't nullify their marriage.
No, they must be pleased, especially in the separation. So many people we hear, the grand one and those things. And of course, it's not that they don't even have the money to go and do. apart from the money, now the thing is now made very easy.
Yeah.
So that we just wait for that. And those consequences and impact will come upon our children.
Part of the requirements, I think that people just get married, but they don't read even things of requirements of marriage. Part of the requirements of marriage is that you guys must live together.
Yes.
Part of the requirements of marriage is that you guys must be having sex.
Exactly.
Part of the requirements of marriage is that you guys are not even allowed to kick each other out of the matrimonial home. Everybody has a right to be here. Even if you are the one that owns the house, nobody has the right to kick either one of them out.
Next time I think I'll tell you, because that kind of gathering, I've sat down, you know, our ministry and the work and all these other key stakeholders in part of us. So, you know, they are the people of your area, your understanding. And the counseling, the expectation. And this is, if we can able to understand and unpack that concept. So we have, we would have reduced gender-based violence incidents.
We would reduce depression. We would reduce suicide. We would reduce so many things. And also we would have happier people that are grateful. You know that the Bwanane, when I don't expect anything from you, right? I don't expect anything from you. When you give me something, I'm so happy. Now, when I expect, which I know that the Bwana is going to send me 1,000, and then you send me 200, ne? Then I become angry. Why? Because I was expecting 1,000. But if I expect nothing from you, when you give me that 200, ne? That I was not expecting. Oh, shiri enyany. It's just the same way as, shitozi kushimba, my nkwambo ndisho munu nona.
Yeah.
The children are not really expecting Andora, you bring them shoes, clothes, and all of those things. They expect Anga uleke, no, ni kujandishi, tweterere, shato ikembo. But do you see their faces when you bought a ka t-shirt, or kamburukwe, or something? Do you see their faces? Gratitude looks like that. Because I didn't expect you to bring me these things, and you brought me these things, and I'm very grateful for it, and I'm happy for it. If we lowered our expectations towards one another.
Why can't we do the same thing in the relationship?
And that is what I'm trying to advocate for. Like, let's work on lowering our expectations. Especially when it comes to other people. We can't control anybody, Tatebwana, even if we want to. Ne? We can't control them. Because even if you are controlling the bob card and you are closing the doors and the kids are not going out, ne? The mind of the child is still the same. The mind of the person that you are trying to hold in prison is still the same. Not unless we are rehabilitating one another. But if we are not rehabilitating one another, right? There's no control that we have. We might have control over the vicinity. We might have control over our house. I am a humble janji tamuziwa, right? But eventually I'll have to go out.
It's true.
And when I go out that day, that wadim kwa poshapi nepo seti, shashi ngwe na ngwa pende tokurupandishi, ino imangera emo inena.
Yeah.
What do you think I'm going to do? What do you think is going to happen the day that you forget the key?
Because my mind
has not changed. My mind has not changed. You have no control over my mind. You have control over my physical body that's trapped here in the house that you locked. But the minute that you forget the key anyway, what am I going to do? I'm going to open that door and I'm going to go where I want to go and then make sure that I come back, right? Before you wake up.
Tolipewa
po shashu iwe ethere nje ponje. Ndere aga peni ne. Epu ndojo etate. Ya dimo mu ehe. Anonge iya ndizimo membo jo etate. My dear, epu ndojo etate. Ehe, epu ndojo etate. Oto lengwa ne, shashino, nguwa topura ne okana uko mehoga mwanyoko ne ndishi. Saima! Saima unela! Saima unela nguwe mani! O elo lazipe ni tatenga ya ndizima membo epundo je.
Let me tell you something very striking. I mean, it's very painful though.
Yeah.
But I just...
It happens,
just
yeah.
Mentioning that one because you have just mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my friends, for many years, we have been together and I know this practice and all these other things. I know. And then at one point, he said to me, no, Tatebwan, what do I do? I say, what? This one and this one and this one, they are saying, no, these are not my children.
Mm-mm.
Who's saying that? Yeah, even people outside, then what? Now, should we now go for paternity test and all these things? I say, they have to go to that level.
Yeah.
And now if you now find out that they are not your children,
then what do you do?
And these are the things, and these are the children who are big, and you have got your catechulus and all these other things. Now, and this is your level, your age. I understand the impact that will come, the outcome of the thing. So then what? I just played around with him, So now, and you see, those are some of the things. And if you hear some of those things now, they are not yours and what, then you now go and kill yourself or kill them.
Yeah.
Or kill your wife. But you are living happily.
Then
your wife is, even if it is that, do that, or maybe you do those donkey, that dirty things, it's fine. So that maybe your expectation, you know, I'm just trying to fit in, to see whether this one we have aligned to what.
No, it is in alignment, right? Because the thing is that we are expecting people to always be faithful. We are expecting people to be good. We are expecting things to go the way that we expect them to go. And then somebody else comes into our picture to tell us something like that. Now, our question is, what is their motive?
Yeah.
What do you benefit out of it? If a conversation like this ever comes up again, you must ask this person to ask themselves, this person that is telling you, what is their motive? And what do they get out of it? And do they really apparently care for you so much, ne, that they want you to know the DNA results of your biological children? That should be the question, because that in itself, right, what happens there, Tatebwana, is you create reasonable doubt within his mind. That is how you console him. Because he's too old. Because he's too old now to go and find out children are not his. And for it to not bother him anymore. That is how you counsel him. You turn the tables around the messenger.
When you gave me the grace on that one, even though I was not an expert. You know, this very friend, this is exactly what I did.
Yes.
And I think this is all it has. I've seen now it's 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And people are living nicely.
So the messenger, the messenger is the one that we shoot. In this case, and I know it's a sacrifice that we as the person, we as the counselor, that is the sacrifice that we must make. One, this person is too old. Two, this person is going to lose everything, including his sanity. This person is going to become depressed. This person is not going to be in a good space. This person only has 30 to 40 years left on this earth. So he must let him just enjoy it. So what we do is we turn the tables around to the messenger. The messenger might be correct, huh?
We are turning the table around.
Yes. The messenger might be correct. Ne? Nakurombwera nsane kucha uno nakaushiwe mbu ape wako nkurukadhiwe. This person might be correct. Mana, ngero wenda nasho for the past 30 years uno napife they are having grandkids and what. Then what is your motive? What is your motive? Waha kuyone nansho njokana koma laste.
Imagine.
Ndika kurupe, ndika lerwe kwa mambo, manganda sigapo mkuru kathisha shino, Oshima wenda nasho for 30 years angwe. Mwona wangi. Toke utalala kucha, etenyu unona.
Jerepari we nasho ndia toka talame nyago wa enito la tegula.
Achachachachachachachach. You turn the tables around and you make the messenger a bad person. Eh? The messenger to lundi rene ngwe ngutorombwe wa
watumbwa wa ombwe watumbwa.
Mm-hmm.
Especially you know this women's conference.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things they are still going on, eh?
Yeah.
And I think I have just found out that not that I have discovered, if I say I have discovered, maybe it's a very important concept, and for you, you know very well how we discover things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I think the message, this message is very, very important and will be relevant to programs like men's conference, where they have this gender-based, you know, this men's conference. And I believe it seems like this, message like this received. Yes, you know, I've been involved in many of this psychosocial support and this counseling and all this.
Yes.
And I've heard about many of these things because of the nature of the job and the environment where we are.
Yes.
I believe that if people can really look at their expectations.
Yes.
Because every time when you, before you start a meeting and all these things, people ask, what are your expectations? So, but these things, the expectations only come now there. They are not really seriously analyzed and ever emphasized, I mean, explained, so that people can understand the consequences. And if they get this message as you are doing it, as you are passing it across now, I think gender-based violence, all this suicide, and all these social problems.
Depression and anxiety.
All of them.
Yeah.
I think
we can learn to manage them, and we can learn and we can learn to not get trapped in things. What we need to do is learn how to lower our expectations towards other people.
Yes.
And understand that we can't control anybody. There's no one, not even our children. I don't want to watch this. Every day you people are watching soccer and I never say anything. Today is my day. Today is my day. Exactly. So if we can learn and for your friend, right? And I know that this is a conversation that many men are struggling with these days. Guys, not unless you are young. If you guys are young, if you guys are in your 20s and in your early 30s, ne? And you guys are having paternity issues. Yes, by all means, you guys can go and look for DNA because then you can go and learn to make babies and what. You still have time. But if you are over the age of 35, if you are over the age of 35, right, you must look at the person and ask them that, did you mean to hurt me when you said that?
Well, many people, they come with that kind of dirty trick.
Yes. You ask them, did you, yes, they come to destroy your happiness because some people don't like it when you are smiling.
Exactly.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, ne, that to first time, some cases, ne, are cold cases, guys. Some cases are thrown out already. Your children are in their 30s and you are having the argument of paternity. Never.
Yeah.
Never. Unona we,
Imagine
having a 30-year-old woman that's happily married, having kids, and now only to be told that her father that she has known all her life is not her biological father. What is that going to do to her, your grandkids? What is that going to do to the husband? What is that going to do to your child? No, my dear. You ask them, Kucha, eh? Okay, so, Bwana, I hear you are telling me that these kids are not biologically mine now, yeah? Oh, asirasa wa peni peni. But my question is, ngwa otomono moshikano shitorombwe renje? Iya andikara na ngwe. Kuchandora, kuchandora, otolu, uvite nai, chatukara pamwe mara, kesi mguandi akuno nambuno, nenge, iya andili mungwe, ngwe mokurombwe renje, otomono moshike. What is your benefit from this? Opondika endi shishi, opondishi rongi se shike.
That's why all those, you know, that's why I really got, has really blessed me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't, when somebody's telling me like this, it is something like a ghost.
Yeah.
Before I know more of these things, see, I cut the person off already.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't just even want to hear some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, it's true, maybe it's legitimate, it's right to tell me that, then what?
Mm.
What do you benefit from what you are telling me now?
And it's not even what you benefit me, kucha, what do I benefit? Ngwe, nakulombera nje. Otomono moshike ngwe. Otomono moshike. Ounane, ounane, ngwa unane oka nakanje keri samwe, ukapenje.
The intention is to destroy you.
So your children are perfectly fine.
Mm.
Your children are perfectly fine, and you are the only man that the children know. Whether you are related by blood or related by marriage. Eh? Because they are still your wife's kids, and is she? It doesn't matter. They are yours. Yes. Shambato hepe kwa, that's when you can have an issue with paternity. Marangeli to hepe kwa nde muri ame wirimwe nenyanyu. Nuno na we, no nkuru kavi we, no family yoye akwa nezimwe. Ngero muri me wirimwe. There is no need. You can go to the grave without fathering anyone. It's fine. As long as those kids are going to be there standing there and they are going to say our father.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, my dear. How? No,
thank you very much, Mama
Matia,
for still having given me that opportunity.
You are most welcome, Tete Bwana. Lower your expectations, please.
No, from today, I think that message should just get pass across, and we are hoping that it will also penetrate in the heart of many, many, many other men.
Mm-hmm.
Not only men, even women.
Yes.
So at least I think it's very meaningful and constructive indeed.
I wish senior women, right, would teach us younger women to lower our expectations.
You are commanded in the Bible.
Yeah.
You are commanded in the Bible that the elder women and what they should teach the younger women as how to live a harmonious life and interact and relate to their husband and wife and children and all this other thing.
I wish that maybe it's because they don't know how to explain what they are doing. But I have seen it, Tate Bwana, especially there by your friends. Eh? You know very well that your male friends, ne? Kaina shai rongo shijai. 90% of them kush. Ya futo skola. Ya landi kutu. Kena shai rongo. Shoshoku ya kohambo. Noho kohambu ya kuzineo shelelwa. Tashikembo. Exactly. So I wish our grandmothers and our aunties could tell us, kucha, you must just make a choice, kucha, on to wengon otokara nae mara, you have no expectations of them assisting you with anything. Nge mwayoro mwayoro mwange na nyoro shija na watu enya akomeho. Yes. I was talking with my mom the other day, And we were talking about, one of my cousins that is getting married, right? Mm-hmm. And she's getting married to a guy, Iyakwata.
Iyakwata.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's getting married to a guy like that. Now, my mom's opinion is that no man, she must not marry that guy. That guy is going to destroy everything. Yeah, going to squander everything that she's working on. And then I told her, which me and my cousin had a conversation. And I understand which point of view she's from. She's saying, kucha, ontungonunga and then tambako, eh?
With condition, I know, you know.
Aha, weka nona, onden tambako arange sharingao.
Yeah, rohano.
Eh, ganda hara kukara, ndiri membo janje, non sane wanje, nuno na wanje, ngere otalandasha, ngere otakanagula sheye mwene, nakanagula, ngae shamara ndiri montumba wanje, Andi tungwini mayanje. Andi si,
marriage is honorable.
Yes. That's all she's saying. Kucha, ngae, onungono nden tambako. Kapuna ye sikunda tegelela andora kucha, ayo tatu mineje ovi. Ache. Ngero kwe ipenje ndanyanyu kwa ngeri neipanje, haronda linda tegelela.
Pigina, bisa kokuane koshimaru wa kunango ni shironga.
Yeah.
Mala kokumaru mbata kungenge tashiake social issue life apune social things and all this kind of life.
Onambili tate bwana. That man is out. That man is so onambili nai. Okuna ro problem no shimari. Ita kapuna shokwe takonjira nto ya ninga na romvura dhili heyari pamwe. Onto kweshi tambako. Kwa ti ingai onde mtambako ngesheri. Ondari andi konjitha tango andi ningishike. Ontunguno osweri onde mtambako ngesheri opuo. Onto ita dengenje, ita dengu nona. Ite ya usiku, umoma katikoma usiku. Kena shita ningijon sanengu. Onsanenguno, okunala, oma uzihuge, okukanagura nkelyo, takanagura pwala shena pondishi. Mara, ye, owotea alande takantumba punga ende timbe, tende tati, ye meme, peife. It has been 7 years. It has been 7 years and she's one of my strongest cousins.
She's happy.
I'm telling you. Tala. That is what you are saying. Ne? And I'm telling you that this is one of my strongest cousins with the sweetest heart in the world. And she has worked on him. She has worked on him for 7 years. Eh? They have 2 children together. Everything that is there in their house, she's the one that bought it because him, he cannot buy anything.
You know what?
Mara, onsane, 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 moshiri. Moshiri, arange, na, she, wuri mo, oweta kucha, member munonsane. Shiri, shiri. Inandi eta mosha kanona. Yememe, maholyo gapamo, yememe. It's not even Pombete. It is just the safety and the love that she feels from him.
Yes.
Ohayaro yo wini mayao, ta kantumbini mayao, shashu mariwa sha wile koye teke shihanaugura poeta garuka. Kana kameme kapunangwa hara andora anke wuli oto kontrolo kana kankwenika. Tate Bwana, nobody wants, people want to lower their expectations. Do you know when you take, when you take somebody's bob card, ne? And then you get disappointed, shashi, no, nani kokuma opuno FNB app and dishi, imariwa ihe ikusakware. Owachane yo teksi yeku tegerela. Andi endika nane. Hey! Okwati imari wayo iti umweka nakame. Ache.
Yes.
My dear, na shita yende mpono ne? Totita, ndongo te itarereta. Wow, wow. Yeah, yes, the room matching outfit, wow. Unku kaza yaka konjisa? Yeah, angai teti. Okwati, ay, ngai gandu vitu zihu. O enguye onguro neno kwa faru unona, okulinu unono, oku uhole, ote ukwasere no homeweko, tai kilonga, otaka ruka, iya faula kuilanje kilonga, kuno kufalanje kilonga, there's just nothing that he does. Ongo diopo ilimpo, kapunara nando nkintu, tazenge mokatiko mausiki unengo shike, in the whole 7 years that they have been together, she has never had a problem of his cheating or doing anything. Okunara epukole ndo rokuhana ugura pimbali wando.
Mimi.
That's all. So kwati, ngayon sane
munonden. If he does not go out, he doesn't cheat, meaning that he does not have those women.
Hakadha no mashina.
Oho.
Hakadha no mashina.
Karunga kanga.
Yes. Tazipo shina ndi aro $5 ndi takaka ntumba popo shitafura shiasho blackjack. Mo ofiso tazimo popo tu. Nenge tazimo po imwenke ya ireko lancha. Yetaka tarame meki ironga po 5. Esi mbondonone okwa papo na resha shinke ya ireko kasi no po imwe.
Ndiyona hine kukusi noko.
Iya.
Kukune problem ako.
Iya.
Wanine voma pipia etutupopia.
Mene
karunga kango wa addiction na hiti ipipuwa kwari kutate kwe jopo kuchawa. Wano hatu addiction wango nini kwashike.
Yes.
Ndiyo shiri karunga kange. Shashinge no no tota rengo kucha. It's easy to be rehabilitated. And reformed. But then that area now, I don't know how it can handle, it can be handled. So since there's peace, there's harmony and all these things, maybe his action of doing that now, even though the woman, the wife has accepted that as a normal thing, so those actions of squandering, don't they cause some kind of uneasiness?
They used to. That's what she's saying. They used to. She used to be so angry. And then she realized, because we were talking about expectations, right? And then she realized that she can't control what this person does.
Oh, yeah. There's no other way.
The other time she was telling me, Kucha, my dear, when I got back from work, and it to tureko neorusheno tate, this man comes with $4.
Huh?
$4? Yeah. Or andavirine?
That's
the salary ngaka?
Ako, inuwa apopeso nga indengu kare, ote kufangoru kakote. Gashi, ngamone ruka kulimwe koi la umbwa moshike. Koi taro newspaper, I was watching the newspaper, the Namibian of yesterday. And then we were having in the board meeting, in the boardroom there.
Yeah.
Then I started with my newspaper and I started paging, scanning.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw a picture like, Oluka Koroka Mombada, that Ramulunga. Then I met him, Anumurunga Tafango, El Guru. Then people started laughing and said, that's a brother! This one is not a Anguru. This one is the person that has gone, is slippery. He fell, he's falling down, and then the leg is like here, up higher, the other one is up on the ground, in the sky. Then I saw the person is kicking anguru one.
Yeah.
No, it's slippery, the oil, you know, this kind of thing. No, this one is the oil that make him fall. And then there's on the other side there, they take a bag of money now. Then people started laughing, that this one is not an anguru. It's not a kicking of anguru, you know, like a kufu.
Yeah.
The person is like kicking the kufu. And then apparently the person actually got sleepily, and then he was to fall down, and then here on the floor is the oil.
Yeah, oil one.
Oh. So then people started laughing and started laughing. They said, what is this that people could have expected from their partners and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
But when we lower our expectation,
mm-hmm.
I think that will put us at the position where we actually resist
mm-hmm.
and avoid.
And also, Tate Buena, when we lower our expectations, right,
mm-hmm.
the people that we are lowering expectations on, right? They depend so much on our reaction towards their things. Now, when you have no expectations of this person, you are not asking, it's month end, you're not asking the person to buy electricity, you just buy the electricity. You're not expecting the person to buy bread, you just buy the bread. You pay the bills, you finish up everything that you are doing. You understand? One day, of this man, okena kuinyenga. Shashino all the time, ono wigiri lokato nyenyete randishi. Marangere, onto kwa stopo kunyenyeta. Ndete kutarara toningini mayo,
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
They came a point, when my wife and, it was a really good teaching and a good association.
Yeah.
Then I said, please, if you are going those things, leave my children alone.
Yeah.
Home.
Mm-hmm.
Then the thing goes on, it keeps on going on. And I could see some good attitudes.
Yes.
Some good behavior.
Yes, I think I'm going to say, it's no problem.
I got the conviction.
Yeah.
Who am I now? And this seems to be an innocent person.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also see good positive change and result and things like that.
Yeah.
Not that he was in the other side of the leg line, but you could see. But your conscious now, I'm just now listening to mention about Penango Symbolime Kalunga Pekin Minister Nago Kuetaria Chai Body in my email in the and the person can repent the genuine repentance.
Yes.
So it's like that. So when the person is harassing you now, let's say now this one doesn't do another thing.
Yeah.
But those who harass now and they start their language is like acidic.
Yes.
And then they come. Then you are just there, please sit out. Why do you know now you can talk a language, this kind of way to me, I'm your loving wife and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's happened? Mm-hmm. The person, because of the reaction of that woman, mm-hmm. the wife,
mm-hmm.
and then that person actually just fell in repentance.
Mm.
And weeping, and you realize that these are all things that I'm doing to my wife or my partner. Mm. So sometimes there comes a time when a person is really convicted.
Yeah,
the Spirit of God will really convict that person, and then the person repents. And then I think because of your action and becoming so polite, you are just patient, and then tolerate some of this abuse, and you just say, when he's mentioned this thing, you are just saying, oh, please, thank you, my sweetheart, don't do that to me, and all these things. So that person actually repented.
Yeah.
And they came to, they were doing things in one accord.
Yes. Because the thing that beats us mostly is our frustration towards other people. Why can't they just do it right? Why can't he just stop gambling? Why can't he just stop gambling? Why can't he just? The minute you don't expect this person to stop gambling, you don't expect them to stop doing drugs, you don't expect them to stop drinking, you don't expect anything from them. You just expect them to be breathing every day. When you come to that realization, right, they have more space in their hearts and in their minds to think, because they are not spending time being afraid of what you are going to say and how you are going to react. They have more space. They have more time to see that, that we don't expect anything from you. And we as human beings, all of us want to be needed. All of us want to be loved. Now, if nobody needs you, my dear, eh? The kids are going to school, eh? The mother is taking out loans and paying for her kids, my dear. Yeah, as we are putting up graduation pictures.
Remember, yeah. When you were telling me about the other time, you were talking about our parents coining their how do you say it? When you
warning their children.
Yes, into debt.
Yes.
To take care. And one point, you know, because I saw that thing in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And then I was reading it a bit. Mm-hmm. Then I said, this is what Matthias was talking about.
Yeah.
And then I observed that person. And, you know, because I know what is happening now, you know, the story has come to reality.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was saying, so these are actually things that we expect.
Yes.
We spoke for an hour, Tati B, but do call back. And yes, we do expect. Our expectations are the ones that are killing us, but we know the color of love, right?
Inside of you, I know the color of truth. It's in the image of you. If it comes from the heart, then you know that it's true. It will color.
We are having a triple play of Boys to Men. We started with Charlie Wilson. We went with A Color of Love, and then we went into Four Seasons of Loneliness, and we are now moving on to Just Hold On as we continue our conversations here on Elizabeth's World. Lower your expectations, please. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, you are enjoying Memory Lane. I hope you guys are thinking about the good old days and when music was music. Now we're just having a lot of stuff, but we can still sift through it and find beautiful songs that have beautiful impacts, just like this one. Hello, hello. The first time you fell in love on this song.
Yeah.
phenomenal woman, phenomenal woman. But let me bump something. Let me bump something. Let me bump.
Ladies and gentlemen, something. Welcome Woo! To the Moulin Rouge.
Hello.
Where's all my soul sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Woo.
Hey, sister, go. Hey. Sister, soul, sister,
Woo.
Flow, sister.
Let's go.
Hey. She said, hello, hey Joe, you wanna give it a go? Kitchy, kitchy, ya, ya, da, da.
Hey,
kitchy, kitchy, ya, ya. Moulin Chocolata, ya, ya. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Kim,
know we bout that cake straight out the gate. We independent women, some mistake us for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a car. High heel shoes, getting love from the dudes, four badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters, better get that dough, sisters.
We drink wine with diamonds in the glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You wanna itchy, itchy, yeah, yeah. I'm a mocha chocolata.
What?
Rio Lady Mama.
One more time, come on.
That I am going through when I heard that song. it's like a whole dancing competition that's happening here in this studio, guys. Woo, sold out seats to hear Big and Small speak. Living life without fur. 25 carats in my baby girl. Ranches. Crunches. Introduce. Woo!
Yeah. This album is.
Woo.
Did I start that one? I put on the dirty version, guys. Sorry, sorry, sorry. If that swear word hit you like that, sorry, I'm so sorry. But we are doing the clean version because, you know, child friendly.
Yeah. Ooh. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'll never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling for.
But my question is, why does a teacher feel they have the audacity to tell somebody else's child that you are never going to be anything in life? You are never going to amount to nothing. Like, guys, can you, guys, put a leash on it. How?
Call the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake.
It was all a dream.
I used to read Bird Eye magazine. Something pepper and heavy D up in a limousine. Hang your pictures on my wall.
Every Saturday, rap attack.
Mr. Magic Molly Mole. I let my tape rock till my tape pop.
Smoking the bamboo,
sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping, do the hard, and never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade.
Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat
sardines for dinner.
Peace to Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up
like you thought I would.
Call a crib, same number, same hood.
It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, ninja. You know very well who you are. Don't let them hold you down. Reach for the star. You had a goal, but not that many. Cause you're the only one.
I made the
change from a common thief. Up close and personal with Robert Leach.
And I'm far from cheap, I smoke some beats all day.
Spread love is the Brooklyn way.
The Moet and Alizé, kids be pissy.
Girls used to diss me, now they write letters that they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. Hours you used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close, side butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Cardos and Queens, indoor for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. I'm living life without fear. 25 carats in my baby girl ear. Crunches, crunches. Introduced by the fool. Considered a fool. Cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good. And if you don't know, now you know. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broken, I couldn't picture this.
50 inch screen, money green, leather sofa.
Got you ride a limousine with a chauffeur.
Roll bill about
2 G's flat. No need to worry, my account handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back from my one room shack.
Now my mom pimps a act with me.
Son of back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in a sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord diss us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays were the worst days. Now we ship champagne on the first day. Glamour like the life I live. Cause I work from negative to positive, that is all.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. Let the beat sound in the house. Julie Bobby, Matt Fable.
You know very well
who you are. Don't let them hold you down. Reach for the stars. You had a go, but not that many. Cause you're the only one I shouldn't too. Baby.
That was a Biggie Smalls with the Juice. Eh? I think that that is my all time favorite. I think that that's the only song of Biggie I like and I know. Eh? From A to Z, you heard Mimos in the background there, eh? Backing up Biggie. Now we're gonna go as I bail through them empty halls, breath stinking in my drawers.
How many brothers fell victim to the street?
Rest in peace, young nigga. There's a heaven for a G. Be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My niggas. The last ones left.
But life goes on.
How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young man. There's a heaven for a child. Be alive. If I told you that I never thought of death, my hope, we the last ones left. Life goes on.
I bail through them empty halls, breath stinking in my drawers. Ring, ring, ring. Quiet your incoming call. Plus, it's my homie from high school. He getting by. It's time to bury another brother. Nobody cry. Love is a baller. Alcohol and booty calls. We used to do them as adolescents. Do you recall?
Raise the sheets.
Blow down, blaze the weed.
Get on the roof, let's get blown down.
And blaze with me two in the morning and me still hot. Screaming cut till I die before I pass out. But now that you're gone, I'm in the zone. Thinking I don't wanna die all alone. And now you're gone. And all I get left are stinky memories. I love them niggas to death. I'm drinking Hennessy while trying to make it last. I drink a fifth, but
cause life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, y'all. There's a heaven for a child. Be alive if I told you that I never thought of death. My homie, we the last ones left. But life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, y'all. And life goes on. Yeah, homie, I got the word as hell. You blew trial and the judge gave you 25 with an L. Time to prepare to do fair time, won't see parole. Imagine life as a convict that's getting old. Plus with the drama, we're looking out for your baby's mama. Taking risks while keeping cheap chicks from getting on her. Life in the hood is all good for nobody. Remember gaming on dumb hotties at your party.
That iconic taste of Heineken, loved in Germany, Amsterdam, Argentina, and Namibia. That crisp and balanced taste of Heineken, loved around the world. Enjoy that refreshing thirst. Ah, only made possible by Heineken's unique 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
You know true or two, while scheming on hits and getting tricks that maybe we can slide too. But now you blurry, rest over cause I ain't worried. Eyes blurry, singing goodbye at the cemetery.
The memories fade, I got your name tatted on my arm. So we both go through my dying days.
Before I say goodbye, cater my mental rest in peace. Thought till I die, how many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young. And life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young homie. As I had before, I'd be alive if I told you that I never thought of that. My homie, we the last ones left. Cause life goes on.
Pouring me smiling with jeans in my pocket. Have a party at my funeral. Let every rapper rock it. Let the
girl that I used to know from way before kiss me from my head to my toe. Give me a paper and pen so I can write about my life of sin. A couple bottles of gin in case I don't get in. Tell all my people I'm a rider. Nobody tries till we die. We outlaws and we rhyme. Until I get free, I live my life in a fast lane. Got police chasing me.
To my people from old blocks, from old groups. Homies that got in me through back in the old school. Pour out some liquor, have a toast for the homies. See, we both gotta die. But you chose to go before me. And brothers miss you while you gone. Let your homie on his own. How long we moan? Life goes on.
How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Life goes on.
Still a homie.
but life goes on. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, lower your expectations. Please lower them, lower them, lower them. Set realistic goals. And then we move on to self-compassion. We must be compassionate towards ourselves. We must learn to be kind to ourselves. We must also teach our children that, hey, buddy, be kind to yourself. Be nice to yourself. You know, don't talk like that about yourself. Don't look at yourself like that. Don't perceive yourself like that. If we can teach this to our children, we might just have a generation of people that are really headstrong. We might leave this country in the hands of capable people because how fairly. And then reframe disappointments. View setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth. Instead of feeling defeated, analyze what happened, adjust your approach, and move forward. So reframe it, rearrange it, re-see it, see it as something else. Reframing is putting it in a different frame. Now, if we put, if we are constantly putting things in the disappointment frame, right, then we have a problem. But if we can put it in an experience frame or a learning frame, then we can learn to see our trials and tribulations as something that we can learn from. It could be another life lesson. Hello. Happy juju. All right. Focus on personal growth. Shift your focus from external validation to internal satisfaction. Engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment, regardless of external outcomes. Ladies and gentlemen, focus on things that make you happy. If you like riding horses, go and ride horses. If you like okuritha, go and ritha, my dear. If you like sitting under a tree, go and sit under a tree. If you like fishing, go fishing, friend. If you like seeing new places, sumina your money, put it aside, and go and see that new place by yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, right? We have to focus on personal growth also. I know that it is very difficult for us to go through life without being validated by people that are important to us, people that's opinions matter. But if it is not coming, right, we can't force it. We don't have control over other people. The best we can do is deal with what we do have control over, which is ourselves. So we have control over playing our cards, my dear. If you want, go and play cards with your friends. Go and play onlongogomagadi, I don't know what you call it, 10 of oils. Go and play cards with your friends. Go and play dominoes. Have a good afternoon with yourself, you understand? But cultivate a spirit of personal growth. Attack your own desires for a change. I know that you guys are collective and you guys are in things together where, yeah, we are supposed to be doing this for the house. We're supposed to be doing this for the family. We're supposed to be doing this for the wedding. We're supposed to be doing that. If those things are not coming together because the person that you're supposed to be in partnership with is not bringing their half, then withdraw your half and do something else. You know, instead of buying a cow mukato, and then you still continue. And life is not that bad, honestly. Let them be the ones that answer.
Get on your nerves. Did I give you too much that you couldn't handle my love? Why?
likes of Monica. Musica, guys, like let's just call a spade, okay? Alrighty, so we are lowering our expectations, right? Mindfulness and gratitude is our next point, okay? Practice mindfulness to stay present in the moment and appreciate what you have. Gratitude can help you find contentment in your current situation and reduce the sting of unmet expectations. All right. Gratitude. We can, you know, when you lower your expectations, especially towards another human being, another living person, right? When you lower your expectations, when this person actually does something correct, when this person actually stops disappointing you, when this person actually chooses to be the way you have requested they should be, or to do the things that you asked them to do, right? They are met with so much gratitude because you didn't have expectations of them doing it. It's just like somebody coming over to your place and they bring you a gift out of nowhere. They just bring you a gift, right? Do you see how grateful you are? Do you see how amazed you are? Do you see how kind you are? Do you see how much gratitude you have for unexpected kind acts of kindness? That is exactly in which state I would like for us to be. All right. The next one is communicate clearly. When interacting with others, be clear about your expectations and boundaries. This can prevent misunderstandings and potential disappointment. And even in the event that they don't meet your expectations, at least they know that you expected this of them. But the point here is to have lower expectations. All right. The next one is avoid comparisons. Avoid comparing yourself. Resist the urge to compare yourself to others. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique strengths and achievements. Celebrate yourself. We are different. We are all coming from different places in our lives, and we are individuals, and we have our own traumas. We have our own achievements. Guys, we are different. So celebrate the things that make you unique. You understand? You have a nice big nose so you can breathe better. You have nice big eyes so you can see better. You have nice big ears so that you can hear better. You are nice and tall. You are nice and short. You are nice and alive. Seek support. Seek support. If you are struggling with high expectations, consider talking to a therapist or a counselor. They can provide guidance and support as you work on adjusting your mindset. Because the problem here is what? It is vele, you were not your mindset. Your mindset is that things are supposed to be like this, Moz. Okay, things are supposed to be like that, but I don't understand why is it like this. I don't understand why is it like that. That's a mindset, you understand? And if we can adjust and work on your mindset and figure out ways in easing it, in you easing into it, right? Then maybe, just maybe, we can lower our expectations, or even come to a point where we don't expect anything from anyone at all. It's like a camouflage, honestly, to be honest.
I'm a work in progress. I'm a seed growing into a flower. I'm a storm that's rising. I'm getting stronger with every hour. And God knows I ain't perfect. Tell me who in the world is. All I know is that I'm searching.
I got a camouflage. I've got a camouflage and you must love me with these scars. If we could love people with their scars that they're carrying, right? And not expect them to change, not expect them to do whatever, then maybe, just maybe, we can have a little bit of joy, have a little bit of peace, have a little bit of lowered expectations. Then we can knock it out of the park, isn't it?
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have?
She had no disaster. When It Knocks You Down. That is Kerry Hilson featuring Ne-Yo and Kanye West. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are officially closing off our conversation, but we are going to jam to this one because this is an underrated song and I want you to feel it. I want you to understand it. I want you to try and jam to it. You are important, you are loved, and you are kind, okay?
Just to say love.
I know better. We can never show love.
Don't think I would've known.
Love.
Put it in my song, love.
And sing it over and over. When they ask for a manager, say it's the last Tuesday on the corner of Friends and Love. I heard ya whistling my favorite song.
When I saw you that morning. A bass drum, I heard Cupid in my head.
He said he never saw better. Gave him a street shine, and it hit me like a moving truck. I heard like an animal, but it never felt so memories inside of me. Don't know how long forever is, but if you stay with me and find out with me, or if the sun don't rise for weeks, baby, that's alright with me. Can't lie to infinity, but if you stay with me, you can count on me.
Hi.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's do a quick recap of what we should do to lower our expectations. All right, what is lowering our expectations? Lowering our expectations is bringing the bar all the way down to almost ground level of what we are expecting, right? We lower our expectations in terms of giving us a break on these expectations that we're putting out there. So the first thing to do is set realistic goals for ourselves and practice self-compassion. After that, we also reframe what disappointment looks like to us and make it a learning curve. Make it something like a life lesson instead of making it a disappointment. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Focus on personal growth. Focus on the things that are growing you as an individual by yourself, not as a collective with other people. Mindfulness and gratitude. Practice mindfulness. Be mindful. Be present in the moment. Be part of it. Appreciate what is happening around you. Be grateful. Communication is essential, especially when it is clear. Communicate clearly with people, which are, this is what I expect, or this is what I would like. And if this person doesn't meet those, if this person is incapable of doing this upon hearing your expectations, right, then you can now choose whether you're going to walk away or
you are going to live with the fact that they will never meet your expectations. Avoid comparison. Don't compare yourselves to anybody. I know that they look great with their flat stomachs and stuff. I know they look great, but don't compare yourself to anybody because you are by yourself. You are alone. Wanna bully, so. And seek support. Seeking support, ladies and gentlemen, has been the essence of our existence for a very long time. And I think that it has somehow carried us through the years. And by having a community that cares about us, that wants to be a part of our lives and is willing to somehow understand us, that in itself is already a milestone crossed. From me, the matriarch, I bid you farewell and no A, okay?
Hey, it's me. Call me when you can.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.